12 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Dr. Ashley Keith over at Crossroads Veterinary Clinic in Versailles. Morning to you, Ashley.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You okay?
Yeah, crackly voice this morning, but I'm doing well.
That's all right. We don't mind. Tell us what's on your mind this morning.
Oh, I wanted to get a little more detail. I've had a bunch of questions about winter care and pets being outside.
And you know, we may have a bunch of snow this Saturday, so that too, if you'll talk a little bit about that.
We've touched on it. I touched on it a couple weeks ago briefly with Scott, and then just here and there yet last week with you. But more people and more people want more seemingly details and, you know, just care tips. They just want to be proactive, which is smart. We're going to have some weather to be concerned about. So just remember, the cold tolerance for dogs, cats is similar to us. It's variable as to what your animal can tolerate. We're basically talking about dogs right now, but, you know, the type of coat, long coat, you know, heavy coat versus, you know, a short coat like in a boxer or a schnauzer, has a lot to do with body fat. Body fat stores are, obviously, more protective when it's cold out. Activity level dogs that are going to be really, you know, getting it when they're outside playing, running, you know, they can tolerate the cold a little more. And then probably as much as anything, just overall health. The very young, the very old, cold is tough on dogs and animals with arthritis. If you've got blood pressure problems or heart problems, certain hormonal diseases, it's much more difficult. So there's a lot of factors, and there's not one size fits all answer as to who can go out and for how long and so forth and so on. Couple other things, real quick. And we'll see one of these almost every year. When you pull in the drive or sometimes, pull in the garage, you've got, you know, neighborhood cats just run wild. They really like to get up next to your engine block because it's warm, and if it's cold outside, they'll get up, you know, under the car. A lot of cats will actually get up into the engine block itself, under the hood. Mm-hmm. So every year we'll see one or two, Jack, that owner doesn't realize it. They go out and start the car, and the fan belt or the fan itself, you know, will catch that animal. So if you're parking outdoors and you do know of a stray cat that runs the neighborhood, at least pound on your hood or blow the horn before you start it up. Just to make sure nothing up in there is gonna get caught in the engine. That's unfortunate. We see it from time to time.
Yeah, you know, that really is. I had never thought about that either. That's good good tip.
Yeah, about once a year we'll see this time of the year we'll see a cat that's been caught up. Mm. So preventative wise, like we talked last week, you mentioned you know, paw protection, those little booties. Sometimes a lot of dogs will be surprised we'll wear those. Make sure you're cleaning your dog's feet off if they've been out and it's been snowy, because they'll pick up salt. We'll even see them pick up antifreeze. And as you know, antifreeze is very toxic, often right, fatal in dogs and cats. So I guess the final little piece, tidbit, because people want specifics. I think if the temperature is above 20 degrees, most large breed middle-sized dogs can tolerate about 30 minutes if they're active, not just laying around, but if right, they're active and keeping their activity level up. And little dogs, you know, small breed dogs, 15 minutes tops for the little dogs. If it's less than 20 degrees outside, just let them back go to the bathroom and come back in. Just keep them safe.
Very good. Dr. Ashley Keith, thank you very much, sir.
Have a great week, Jack.
You too.